When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Well, now, hello and welcome into the Eric St. Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. From right here in the Impact Power Sports studio, Impact Power Sports online at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Head on over to there, just like Nick and the arena did more than once, and pick up an ATV, UTV, perhaps shop for a golf cart, EZ-GO or Yamaha. Great brand names, outstanding service at Impact Power Sports in Rockford, Michigan on 14 Mile Road. Now, I wrote in this title for the live stream, the video live stream, a more fragile free beer. Just when you thought it was bad enough with last week, what we covered on the show, when free beer got massively hurt over whatever the hell that we talked about on Who Are These Free Beers. God, I can barely remember now what it was. So fleeting. Well, there's yet another incident that needs to be talked about, and I'm going to start to preview that now, leading up to Thursday's Big Fraud Thursday, when Ben Glaze and myself do episode number 43 of Who Are These Free Beers. So hot on the heels of last week when it happened, that awkward moment. In fact, I want to go back and check that out again. Bear with me. I'm still just, I'm kind of just coming around to catching up with what's going on in the world because holy shit. I'm still reeling over Kanye West at the Grammys and his wife being naked. Oh, God, I cannot wait to talk about that. I'm a little bit afraid that if I feature it, I'll get like some type of Twitch ticket. Let's get into this. This is from last week, that awkward moment that we featured on Who Are These Free Beers?
I'm Free Beer, one of the hosts, and this could get awkward. Maybe.
Okay.
On Friday,
just that alone. Did you see the look on his face? Yeah, this could get awkward. I mean, this is just such a out of the blue screw job for the rest of the people in that room.
Premier, one of the hosts, and this could get awkward. Maybe.
Okay.
On Friday, we got to our hotel, Drift in Nashville.
Yes.
And we checked in and we chatted for a while with the nice lady that was working at the desk, checking us in. We were joking around, being silly, being mean to each other. And then we all went to our room and then we gathered again in the lobby as we talked about Friday early on the show, and we were going to go out to dinner. And then I bailed at the last second.
Mm-hmm.
And said, I'm socialed out. I want to stay and go to bed early. So I ordered some takeout. And when I went back up there, I was waiting for just a minute. And the woman who was working the front desk, saying nice lady, said, hey, you're back. And I said, yes. And then she said, did you not want to go with them because they make fun of you all the time? And I said, we all make fun of them, each other. And they said, and she said, oh, well, they were letting you have it before they left. And so that seems quite the opposite of what I've been told the entire time.
Okay, so that's when it gets weird.
Were we?
Okay, so then Steve, like, what? So now this has got them all off guard. And I mean, I'll say this. It's interesting, but this is real heat. Ben and I talked about this. This is very real heat. And he's essentially saying, why were you picking on me? Why were you picking on me? And giving them no benefit of the doubt. Just assuming that this information that he got from the hotel clerk, he's taking the word of the hotel clerk as being like the gospel. And she has no idea how you interact with these people. So what might be simple fun picking on each other, she might think is real heat. And then you now are taking this to the air like that. My God, what a fucking blunder.
Oh, when you were asking us in the...
Okay, and now thank God for Kelly. She is quick on her feet because a second and a half passes. And she's able to kind of like water this down so that it's not that terrible for the people. She's the one who's thinking about the people that are listening, the audience that's listening, and how bad this sounds and looks to them. Thank God for that. I mean, he should be thanking her after he gets his brain back after a few more better help sessions. Because this is such a bad look, and she's kind of like smoothing it over to some degree and to make it less awkward. Steve is already like, he doesn't have that ability. He just goes, "Wah-wee," and he's just like freaking out. She's good enough to understand what she has to do to make this less of an obvious issue.
Oh, when you were asking us in the, because you were in the lobby, free beer, you know, was like you said, all ready to go. And we'd all made it through traveling. My dad had pulled up right around the same time we were all ready to go. So he was going to join us too. And then when free beer decided to bail, he asked each of us every time he saw us, "You sure it's okay?"
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd mess with you a little bit. And then you asked me at one point, "You think your dad will be mad at me?"
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "Oh, he's going to be so disappointed." And meanwhile, we're all just like hanging around. And you were legitimately worried until we were able to kind of pick on you a little bit. And that's the way we show each other. Like, no, we still love you.
She must have sensed that because she said they did care.
Yeah.
Okay. Greg thinks that it went to another level after he walked away. Okay. That's what he doesn't know. So with that great unknown, it could have been just what he was witness to when he was there with them. But he's assuming that when he walked away, they started to really like say, "Oh God, I fucking hate that guy. Oh, that asshole," like really killing him. And for him to then confront them on the radio show like this, is fucking brutal.
So she must have heard us picking on you and been like, I don't know, maybe they were picking on you, but saying how they really felt, you know, maybe one of those. But no, we left. We were like, we're going. Yeah. Bye.
Now, when Steve picks it up here, I think he's now at this point annoyed that this is even happening, which is why you get this tone when he's saying it.
That's fine. I'm going out to eat a good dinner.
Yeah.
You do your thing.
Yep.
Damn. Holy shit. Well, hot on the heels of that, ladies and gentlemen, coming up on Thursdays. Who are these free beers? We have another incident. It seems like these are now piling up on each other. We have fucking ridiculous. This the Friday show began. Their Friday show began. And I guess Greg was going to, you know, do his little around the room thing. When they say, "Hey, I'm Free Beer, and yesterday I went out and got the mail," or some other drivel that they throw out there. But he changed what he was going to talk about because someone had sent a text into the show, and it kind of derailed him. Chris writes, "I'm frustrated. Signed, Free Beer." Hey, it's Eric. Oops, that's me. We don't want me. That is not the first time I've done that. Okay, I think this is it. Is this it?
The vibes.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, person emailed in or texted in, and Greg starts the Friday show with this.
I'm Freebeer, one of the hosts, and I was going to talk about something else, but I saw this text that came in to the radio show at 2.04 a.m. from a listener in Vermont.
Dang, okay.
All right, they're up early or late.
Good morning, gang. I noticed that everyone seems more joyous and upbeat when Freebeer is not on the show. But maybe Freebeer could take a few segments off today and keep the vibes going strong. And I guess I ask all of you and the audience, are the other four more joyous when I'm not around? Because that would make them like my family.
Okay, so some stranger sends in a smart remark. Greg then does his show cast members no favors. He's already defensive because of what I played for you the other day with the Nashville incident. And this is, okay, so Monday of the week, it's the Nashville hotel lobby incident. Friday, it's this incident. So now he says, so, hey, yeah, you guys have more fun when I'm not here. And then this comment also.
Because that would make them like my family. More joyous when I'm not around. Because that would make them like my family.
Okay, so clearly there's something going on at home. All right. If you're the rest of the crew, you're like, uh-oh, here we go. It's already super awkward with that would be like my family. It appears that things aren't so great at home. Why would you say that? And then he's putting it all on them to like, yeah, hey. And now they have to like, all right. He throws this shit grenade in the middle of the room. And now he puts it on them. Explain yourselves. Explain what that guy means. Oh, my God. David writes, in all caps, no one likes you, Freebeer. Signed, everyone. All right. Now, I'm not going to play much more from that, but there is a lot to this interaction. We have several clips to break down of this fragile soul who needs some type of confirmation from his coworkers to prove the opposite of what this listener who texted this in is suggesting. So he then makes them like all say something, but this is really strange because Kelly tries to smooth it over again. All right. And then Hot Wings and Steve talk. And if there was any winning him back from what Kelly said, he's pushed in the opposite direction from what Hot Wings and Steve say. Because while Kelly is like, oh, no, no, you're great, you're great, you're great, and kissing his ass, trying to make him feel better because he's a little boy, Hot Wings and Steve don't exactly do that. They don't, well, they for sure don't do the, oh, no, well, fuck that guy. You're awesome. We love you. You're my favorite. And it just breaks weird. It's just everything's fucked up. And I give them credit for actually not sucking his ass like Kelly does. She totally sucks his ass. And tries to smooth it over, which I could absolutely understand someone wanting to do it. I would probably opt to do the same thing, all right? I would, I just wouldn't want to put up with all the nonsense. But I give credit to Hot Wings and Steve for kind of like, well, no, I can actually see. Wait until you hear this. This is so fucked up. And it doesn't do anything but rile up the Burn King more, all right? So if you do anything other than suck his ass, he's going to fucking have a fit. He's going to stew on it, and it's going to be a nightmare. All right? So, and furthermore, there was a moment in the Friday show, which Ben and I will feature, in which Kelly is having a get-together over the weekend. And it sounded like fun. She has this pooch that's kind of like a hodgepodge of different breeds, and they're doing a get-together where they all get together and hang out, and they all place bets as to what the dog's breed is, you know, the doggy DNA test. That's a fun opportunity to hang. And the way she described it, she really went the extra mile to put this party on. And it's fine. It sounded like a good time, really. And, well, Greg didn't want to go to the party. And when you hear him explain why, it's intensely awkward, horribly awkward. And again, this is from the guy who on the radio 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, was saying, Howie, you never want to do anything with me. You never want to have fun, and I'm not trying anymore. All this bullshit. It was so bad. We featured it on episode number 41. And so I honestly now, I am 100% convinced that Greg is like a jetliner that just had a Black Hawk helicopter smash into it and is now tumbling down into the Potomac. These people hate this guy. What an asshole. Holy fucking shit. I also have a clip that I want to share with you right now that Ben and I will talk about more on Thursday's show. This is another one of Freebeer's easy, subtle, gutless jabs. He's always doing jabs towards me. And he did these for a long time, and then he stopped. And lately, I've been kicking his ass, and now he's starting to do it again, and that makes me happy. Steve is involved in this one, too. We pick up this clip when they're talking about some crazy bitch who, to get back at her ex or something like that, it's some news story, she's recording herself farting and then sending it to the ex. And she got in trouble for doing that. So she's like the jilted ex. Now, I should point out that coming up on the 12th of February, we come up on 9 years now, 9 years since I got fired from that show. And here's what happened on Friday's edition of their show when they were discussing that story about jilted lover.
Congratulations on your digital farts.
Wow. Yeah,
what did we learn
today?
You
got a month of that. You got a month of
being fussy. Mean.
Yeah, but once you're at like, you know, 9, 10 years or whatever, you got to get over it.
You'd think.
Yeah.
Some people can't.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Oh, man. So it took us about 40 episodes of Who Are These Freebeers? And now with pretty much a consistent amount, you've got your old pal getting referenced, your old pal EZ getting referenced in various these Freebeer little like sideways elbow jabs. Like I'm here in this space, and that's supposed to affect me. Talk about a awful spot to be in if you're him. I mean, he is at such a disadvantage considering the lengths that I will call him out on his horse shit. And there's no way in hell he could ever even capture a small fraction of my energy to do the same thing back. It would be ridiculous. Frankly, I think he's better off, in my opinion, never ever saying anything, because really it really puts fuel in the fucking gas tank for your old pal EZ when that happens, because it just confirms that, you know, I'm in there banging away on the inside of your fucking brain. Fucking great. Outstanding. So today, I should say Thursday, the new edition of Who Are These Freebeers, episode number 43, we will really unpack Freebeer being extremely hurt by some rando sending just a text saying, hey, it seems like everybody has more fun when you're not there. Now, rather than just filing that away and just laughing it off, no, he brings it up on the air and then puts the onus on the other show members to explain themselves. And it's my impression that they're getting sick of his shit. That's not great. And good. They should be sick of his shit. He's a fucking idiot. Freebeer sucks. Everybody knows that. I give the rest of the show members on that show, even though they fucking hate me and I don't give a shit about that, but I give them credit, all right, for having to put up with that pain in the ass. I went through the same goddamn thing with that guy. I remember many, many months leading up to my firing. I remember thinking to Pooh Bear out loud. I was in the shower when it happened. I've mentioned this before. And I said, you know, I don't know how sustainable this is. I just so do not like this guy. Is it really worth it? And then I went, yeah, it's worth it. And it was, you know. All right. Amanda is here. And Amanda, don't go. I'm about to talk about your weight loss. We have fraudulent fat fucks. Actually, we don't call it that anymore. But let's get after the fat-a-thon. And Amanda has a lot to be proud of. And she wrote in her email something about, I'll do better. I'm still working on my meal portioning. And so when I saw that, I was like, okay, well, she must have done horrible. But no, you did not at all. I don't know what you're talking about. You lost 4 pounds. I've explained to you that a consistent weight loss should be about 3.25 to 3.5, maybe 3.75. But you dropped 4 more pounds. And in 4 weeks, you have dropped 13.2. That is absolutely right in the sweet spot. There's nothing to complain about here. You are now down to 303.6. Like I said, 13.2 pounds lost in 4 weeks. That is outstanding. With a little luck, you will be minus 300 pounds. That's awesome. Again, this takes several weeks, several months. All right? Slow and steady wins the race. Rebecca just finished up her second week. She lost 0.6 pounds. And she says, I realize that's not a lot. And I think it's interesting about Rebecca, though. Rebecca is, like, she does a lot of strength training. Weights, bench press, squats. So she's got some, as she's gaining muscle, you know, that's factored into this. And I think she's going to have to amp up her calorie reduction or something like that, because she only lost 0.6 pounds to put her at 4.2 pounds lost in 2 weeks. I'm not going to attack her yet on this, all right? But you're going to have to get in more of a deficit in your consumption. You're going to need to be consuming less calories, but not exactly the protein. I wouldn't diminish the amount of protein that you're taking in. Hold on a second. I got to show you Bruce right now. I just look at my man. He's like totally on his back. That's hysterical. So anyway, 0.6 pounds. And she says she has increased her bench press and might be at like an all-time high, I think she wrote. So you're down to 290.8.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
Nikki in Portland, Maine. She is down another 3.4 pounds. Also week two for her. That puts her at 262.8. She's lost 6.2 pounds in 2 weeks. Outstanding. Keep it going. I think some of you guys are like, oh, man, I only lost three. That's awesome. That's absolutely perfect. Jeremy here is the one that is furthest along, though. This is week number 21 for Jeremy. He has, this past week, dropped another 1.9, which puts him at minus 62.9 for a total of, he is at 272.5 pounds now. That is outstanding. Minus 62.9 for 21 weeks. You're doing it. Nothing to complain about there. That is your Fat-a-thon update. I'm proud of all of you. All right? Just keep it up. Now, you add up the amount of weight that has been lost by all of you. In fact, let me update that because I like that big figure, that big amount of weight combined. So you take the 62.9 by Jeremy and the 13.2 from Amanda and 6.2 from Nikki and 4.2 from Rebecca. Between the four of you, you've lost 86.5 pounds. Now, Jeremy's the lion's share of that, but he's been doing this for much longer than you. Way to go. All right. It was a busy weekend for your old pal, EZ, at the hockey game for the Grand Rapids Griffins. And funniest damn thing happened. I like to, when I'm going over the opposing team's rosters, make sure that I have all of the names right. And a lot of these foreign-born players, you never know. It might read something, and you got to still get clarification. There's a player for the Colorado Eagles whose name is, it looks like, Ivan. Not the first time I've had a player with the first name and a last name being the same. I know, that's weird. Previous week, there was a guy whose name was Marcel. Ivan is a player for the Colorado Eagles. However, he's from Czech Republic. Side note to that, there's another player from the Czech Republic earlier in the year. I told this story who gets in the box, and I forget his name. It doesn't matter, but he speaks with a very thick accent. Now, Czech Republic is also known, I guess, as Chechnya or something like that. I think Chechia. And I look at him. I go, so-and-so, do I say Czech Republic or Chechia? And before I could even finish it, he goes, Czech Republic. I go, oh, yeah? Well, why the other one? He says, because Prime Minister, asshole. Ivan gets in the box. Now, before the game, I reached out to our sports information director, and I said, hey, is it Ivan? I think so. I go, because it could be Ivan, or it could be Ivan, or Ivan. Because I've introduced players where I-V-A-N is Ivan. It happens all the time. Ivan gets called for a hook. And he's sitting right next to me. I go, pardon me, do I say Ivan or Ivan? No, I didn't even say that. I said, do I say Ivan? And he looks at me and he goes, read it. And I'm like, what the fuck? And so he's pissed. And I'm like, and I look and he goes, can't you read it? And I go, Well, I know. I just, it could be pronounced differently. He goes, no, read it. I go, it could be Ivani. And then I start explaining myself and I realize I'm talking to a retard. So I just like stopped. And I felt like an asshole. And I said, well, I'm just getting clarification. I'm just making sure. I want to say it right. Read it. You guys fucking giving me the business. And so, you know, this is in front of all sorts of people. I got the penalty box official is in there. I got the timekeeper. I've got the scorekeeper. I've got the timeout coordinator. And they're all like, what the fuck? What is wrong with this guy? So I don't say another word. And then I announce the penalty, 2 minutes, Ivan, 2 minutes for a hook. And it's really awkward and everybody's just quiet. And then it's about 10 seconds left in his penalty and he stands up and he hits me on the shoulder. And I go, oh, fuck, here we go. And he goes, I'm sorry. I am sorry. Just frustrated. I am sorry. And I go, no problem, Ivan. Go get him. Okay. And then he takes off. That's it. I'm like, holy shit. I got in his head, I guess. Fuck me. All right. So that happened. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are watching the show on Facebook or YouTube, it's time for you to go. The rest of the show is on Twitch. Either download the Twitch app and then search at Eric Zane Live. Or just on your laptop or desktop, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Follow, subscribe, all those fun things. That way it won't be interrupted when you want the full show, which happens Monday through Friday at around 10. I'm sorry, Monday through Thursday at around 10 a.m. and around 9 a.m. on Friday. There you go. The Patreon, as you know, where we will be doing Who Are These Free Beers coming up. On the Thursday edition of Big Fraud Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can sign up for free at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Chris says, hurry over to Twitch so we can have more listeners than the Bigot Bunker. Yeah, they've taken off over there. The show is huge. My ass is getting kicked by John's show now. That is that was a big deal. I heard about that. My God. John posted a cool update on the Zaniacs former Zaniacs page. And then the same 8 people proceeded to lambaste me with the usual attacks of, fuck him. He made fun of me. I hate him. I hope he dies. And fucking fuck him and his fucking show. I mean, they just go fucking berserk every single time. It's fucking great. I love it. Thank you. All right. So there you go. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. If you want to check me out. I don't know why that noise keeps happening. I have no idea. Anyway, thank you so much, Facebook and YouTube. The open and live stream of this show is brought to you by King's Room Barbershop. Online at kingsroom.net. 3 places to get your hair cut for dudes or chicks who like short hair. For more than 50 years, kingsroom.net. You can head over to Caledonia, Northland Drive, or at 821 36th Street for King's Room Barbershop. Amazing place to get your hair cut. I am desperately in need of a haircut right now. And thank you to them. When it comes to tree care, think about Kuiper Tree Care in West Michigan. Kuiper treecare.com. Yoda World says, you can turn down notification sounds in the windows before the stream if it's important to you. That's a good idea. I know it's, you know, I should know this. Joe Martinez is here. The Griffins reminded me of the piss-choking Lions. Oh, without a doubt. That was awful. Grand Rapids lost by a combined total this weekend of 8-0. They got shut out in back-to-back games. That's a rarity. They just lost a lot of key players. They lost their best defenseman to the Red Wings, and then they lost Soderblom, and then they lost Dominic Schein. The good news is the Red Wings have won six in a row, and they right now, if the playoffs were to start, they would be in the playoffs. So whatever. Man, I'm sure that that might have something to do with it. Either way, that is a tough thing to deal with when your team is loses all the good players. Joe Martinez follows up with, instead of Jared Goff, he goes with Jared Choke. Really hard to argue that right now. Absolutely a horrible choke. And I think Joe just likes to come in here from time to time and remind us of that. And it's also painful because Goff, there was some silly thing that went on over the weekend. They call it like the Pro Bowl Flag Football Challenge or something like that. And Jared Goff was like the MVP of the flag football game. And everybody's like, yeah, look at it, he's great. And I'm like, that makes this hurt even more. I don't want to follow on anything. I don't want to hear about anything Detroit Lions related for about 10 years right now. At least that's how I feel. Like, if they were to take 10 years off, right now I'd be fine with that. I'm so fucking pissed about how that ended. God damn it. I'm not even interested in the Super Bowl. The only thing I'm interested in the Super Bowl is how badly the refs ruin the game for Philly so that Patrick Mahomes and Kansas City can win. I am starting to buy into that entire ridiculous scenario that it's all a script. Son of a bitch. Coming up at 11 a.m., I've got a workplace staff meeting. Before I get to that, though, thank you to Kuiper Tree Care, 616-828-8225. They take care of the trees at my house. Tree removal, stump grinding, tree trimming, storm damage cleanup, you name it. They have everything you need to take care of the job at Kuiper Tree Care, 616-828-8225. This weekend, I had to go to the pharmacist to pick up a prescription for the NFK. And finally got this taken care of. It had taken way too long. It was weird. You know how you kind of like have a, you've heard about prescription drug costs going up for the NFK with his Medicare. This anti-seizure medicine has been $5 for years. We go back to pick it up for this latest refill, and they go, that'll be $87. Like, what? I called Frank and I go, what's going on with this? And he goes, I don't know. Hang on. I'll get to the bottom of it. And he looks it up and he goes, yeah, they just jacked the price up on you. I go, can they do that? He goes, yeah. I go, Jesus. What do I do? He went ahead and dumped Blue Care Network and put the NFK on Aetna. Exact same coverage. $0 now for the prescription. I don't know how that is, but it worked out. But anyway, I still needed to pick up the one. I go there, and there's a young dude, looked to be maybe freshman year at college. Maybe even in high school. And he's the guy who's going to be like how can I help you? And then you tell him you're picking up, and he turns around into the baskets and gets your prescription, staples the thing to it, and hands it to you. By the way, Linda says, he just did the same thing for me. And Joe Martinez chimes in. He did mine the same from Priority to Molina. Yeah, don't be afraid to do that. If you ever experience, if you're like in Joe's case or Linda's case, and you see something that's funky, you just call up my man and he'll take care of it. Chris D. is annoyed at Joe Martinez. He says, man, you were absent this fall whenever they lost, and the Lions stuff gets old. Okay, now that's saying something. If you annoy Chris D., that's saying something, because he's like the most easygoing cat that exists on the planet. So I walk up to dude at the pharmacy, and I notice that his name tag, it says Eric Z. I'm like, holy shit. You know, I'm an Eric Z, but I've never been face to face with another Eric Z. And I don't know the last name of the guy, and I didn't ask him. Nor did I want to. I had to be careful. I couldn't like say, hey, you're Eric Z. I'm Eric Zane. Guess what? I'm Eric Zane. I wanted to keep it above board, all right? And to do that, I said, so I notice your name is Eric Z. And he goes, yeah. He's a fucking kid. I go, I'm an Eric Z too. And that confused him. He goes, what? What are you talking about? What? I go, my first name is Eric, and I spell it the same way. And the first letter of my last name is Z. Look. And I pull out my ID, and it says Eric Zaitunian. And he looks at it, and this was his reaction. No way! Whoa! Oh, my God, man! Oh, jeez! And he walks away like he just, you know, won $1 million. And he's like, whoa, my God! Whoa! And then he gives me knucks. He goes, yeah, right there, man. Whoa. Oh, yeah. And then he goes, do people call you Easy? I go, yes. Whoa, man. Yo, man. More knucks. We're knucking each other. Oh, it's a fucking knuck fest. Knuck, knuck, knuck. Yeah. Whoa. Pff, yeah. Pff. That all went on in front of like all these people. Chris says dude's probably stoned off his balls like most kids are at work now. Absolutely. God, was that great. I can't wait to go back there. See if Eric Z is there. If you happen to go to the Walgreens in Jenison, Michigan, it's at the corner of Baldwin and Cottonwood, all right? And you go there, and there's a young dude, kind of tall, lanky. It says Eric Z. You're going to blow his brain if you explain to him what just happened on this show. Tyler says LMAO with skull and crossbones, which I think means he's dead. Like, if you're making somebody laugh and they give you skull and crossbones, that means like they're actually laughing to death, I think. All right. Yesterday was family dinner day. We did Slaughter the Turks. Easy spaghetti and meatballs. And my God, what a recipe. I've talked about this many, many times. And I'll link it up in the show notes. I got to write this note down so I remember. Slaughter the Turks recipe. If you like spaghetti and meatballs and you don't try this recipe, you're insane. It's one of the best recipes that's ever existed. This was the one that I came up with. I didn't come up with it. I ripped it off the internet and then kind of like modified it to make it my own to some degree. And I won that spaghetti and meatballs sauce contest in Princeton, New Jersey. And it's never, ever let me down. One of the things about this recipe is that I made a double batch of it. And for that double batch, you need two whole gigantic Vidalia onions and an entire bulb of garlic. Not just a clove, a bulb. So at the start of this recipe, you are sautéing two gigantic Vidalias chopped and garlic minced fine. Real garlic, not that shit you get in the jar. And it's a mountain of onion and garlic. And then as you cook it, it breaks down and the fluid that's in that onion then combines with the olive oil and you're like spooning that its own juice onto it to cook into the onions. Nick, with the Goodfellas reference, do you cut it thin so it melts into the sauce? Absolutely. Then when you add that into the sauce, oh my God, it just works. It just works. My God. The family was, no one talks when we have Slaughter the Turks, Armenian spaghetti and meatballs at our house. Just amazing. We are moments away from the Q100 staff meeting, which means I am leaving you right now. Act one of this show is complete, but I will be back in short order to bring you act number two. So stick around. I have to talk about how Trump in one weekend has fucked up the whole country. All right? Trump is under the impression that if he puts tariffs to countries, last time he did it was just China. Now he's doing it to Canada and Mexico, these huge tariffs on products that they make there and bring into the U.S. to be sold. He is under the impression that these companies will go, oh, okay, there's a tariff here. We'll just give you money. And then they'll just eat that cost. That asshole, he's single-handedly destroying the economy after it was, it had been on the way back. You can say what you want about Joe Biden, but under his watch, the economy had been working its way back after the pandemic. And now this dumb fuck is fucking up all of that right now. We'll get to that in Act Two of this podcast. All right, that is Act One of the podcast. Act Two is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Angel Reese and McDonald's tienen la clave para un post-game meal de campeones. Una QPC con salsa barbecue y tocino, papitas y un refresco. Los pros le llaman el Angel Reese Special. Llévate el Angel Reese Special solo en McDonald's.
Pa-da-ba-ba-ba.
En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.